99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
So I need to ask basic biology, okay, in the human body. You ready for this?
I don't know. This sounds very dangerous.
Yeah, well, okay, so my daughter, my 10-year-old daughter Zoe was jumping off the coffee table yesterday. She was like squatting on it and just being silly and kind of jumping backwards off of the coffee table. And at one point, she came kind of close to like knocking her chin against the side of the coffee table. And, you know, at that point, we were like, hey, okay. I mean, she only did it a couple times. It wasn't like she was doing it like two dozen times. And that was the time that we were like, all right, you should probably stop. But like she came really close to like knocking her chin up against the side of the coffee table. And this is where the biology question comes. I got this like feeling in my body of like, you know, like, but the feeling was like, it was like in my groin area, which is weird. Is it weird? Or do you get that too?
I feel as though you get like a gut feeling and it's
and maybe
close
just
to that area.
And maybe just feel it in that area.
It's a shot of adrenaline. Yes, that fear that kind of surges through your body and maybe that's the first place you notice it.
Now, I realize I don't necessarily come to you a lot of times for medical like knowledge because I was the one on the show
who
took a half a semester of pre-med in undergrad. Now, that's where my medical knowledge ended. So I feel like it's happened before where I've had one of those like start a jolt or whatever and I get that weird tingling in my groin.
Oh my God.
And I'm just like
sounding very awkward when you describe it like that.
Well, is that not what it is though?
Well, it's just like it's a shot of fear adrenaline, right? Because you're nervous something bad's gonna happen.
Yeah, exactly. And you're saying it's probably my gut that I'm feeling and not necessarily my groin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I get your pause. And like, hey, that's weird, right?
Well, anyways, that happened last night.
Okay, great.
All right, so hey, today we've got plenty of stuff for you. Feel good stories happening. We've got phone tap setting the bar, where we are going to introduce you to Mr. Florida sometime in this hour. So,
oh wow, I feel like there should be like a King of Florida. He sounds like the closest thing to a King of Florida.
Well, let's stop before we say King of Florida.
Okay.
Let's just call him Mr. for right now. All right. Mr. Florida. I'm coming up this hour with your Setting the Bar story. Good morning, guys. All right. Feel good stories. Do them every single day throughout the morning. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
This is crazy how scared 7-year-old Chase must have been when he ended up saving himself and his sister and his dad on Friday when they had kind of an accident when they were fishing on a river in Florida.
How'd you get so good at being in the water and dealing with those kind of situations?
I have no idea.
Chase Pouse is only 7 and he saved himself and his family on Friday night. Chase, his 4-year-old sister Abigail, and his dad went out on a boat to fish from Mandarin Point. Chase and Abigail swam by the boat while it was anchored.
The current was so strong that my sister, she usually hangs out at the back of the boat, and she let go. So I let go of the boat, and I grabbed her, and then I was stuck.
Oh, man. So they're both stuck away from the boat.
Yes, the current is taking them away from the boat, and their dad jumps in to try to save them. But then he started to, like, you know, drift away. He said,
dang.
I told them I both loved them because I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I tried to stick with her as long as I could. I wore myself out and she drifted away from me.
Mm.
So he told Chase to swim to the shore.
Oh, wow.
And it took him an hour to get there.
Oh, my gosh.
And so he said he was doggy paddling and he floated on his back to try to conserve his strength.
Mm-hmm.
And so then he finally got to the shore, went to a nearby house to get help. Officials from the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission rescued his dad and his sister after they looked for an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Jacksonville Fire and Rescue and the Sheriff's Office also helped out. They had drifted over a mile from their boat.
Oh, how scary.
Yeah. So Steven said, you know, we're here by the grace of God. Little man made it to shore, got help. That's what saved our lives.
Dang. All right.
So neither Chase nor his dad were wearing life vests because the law only applied to kids age 6 and under for their size of boat. So only Abigail was wearing a life jacket. But thanks God she was.
Yeah, my gosh.
Yeah, just unbelievable story. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show. It's also on our website, WDJX.com.
Man, little man's a hero. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We always give you setting the bar stories. Sets the bar for your day very low, you know? So as maybe a goal that you could set that you could not do.
I feel like we are going to be able to avoid this one, at least in some way, by not living in Florida.
Yeah, and a lot of our setting the bar stories come out of the great state of Florida. So yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without going on a crime spree in Florida when your last name is Florida, you're doing okay.
Come on, seriously?
Yeah.
His name for real?
His parents named him Lawrence Franklin King, Florida.
AKA. Wait a second. He does have King in his name. Didn't I mention King of Florida earlier?
I think
I did.
He could potentially be the King of Florida. otherwise known as
Lawrence, Florida. He stole beer and several White Claw drinks from a restaurant.
All right, so this from
he did.
WFLA, that's not all.
Clippers from two barber shops, cash from a bakery, and then ripped the Ring doorbell off of his neighbor's house.
Yeah.
Wow, that is a really eclectic little band of loot.
Yeah, before he was done, you know, he stole that Ring camera, and so the owners got the alert about it. And called the cops.
Probably got a real nice picture of his face as he's walking up to rip it off the door.
Yeah. And he admitted to doing everything and actually walked the cops through how he did it. So,
oh, wow. That's really helpful.
I know. Mr. Florida is now facing multiple charges. So,
did he say why? He felt like with a name like Florida, did he just feel like he was entitled to anything in the state of Florida to just take?
Maybe. I don't know. He didn't say. So
he has King in his name. So maybe he just assumed that that was all, you know, in his kingdom and he was entitled to it.
Obviously, these are examples of what not to do.
Uh-huh.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without going on a crime spree in Florida when you literally are named Florida, you're doing okay.
Wait a second. Can we recap again? You get Clippers. Start with White Claws, right?
Yeah, sorry.
Ain't no laws.
Ain't no laws when you're drinking claws. Over the long weekend, A Quiet Place Part 2, that dominated the movie theaters, opening in about 3,700 theaters across the country, $57 million. Biggest domestic number of the pandemic era. So it's actually on par, they say, with the very first Quiet Place. That's the one where they can't say anything, otherwise these monsters will get them, right?
Yeah, they respond to sound. And they're like one of the... It reminds me of like a Stranger Things kind of looking creature.
Mm-hmm.
Like really, really super scary. And they instantly respond to any sort of noise.
Yeah, so John Krasinski stars in that. Cruella was number 2 at the box office. I actually saw that, but I didn't see it in the theaters. I saw it on Disney Plus because it opened up
in both
spots. What do you think of it?
I thought it was really good. I saw a lot of people before I saw it saying, hey, if you liked Devil Wears Prada, you'll love this.
I got that vibe too.
A lot of those kinds of qualities. Yep.
Yep. Definitely got that vibe from Cruella. The fashion. I didn't know that fashion was such a huge part of 101 Dalmatians, but that is a big part of the backstory of Cruella de Vil and her forming into who she becomes, you know?
Yeah, well, you know what? It's really interesting the way they did it. And I'll tell you what, it should win awards for the costumes because the fashion was on point.
Yeah, it was.
It was really cool.
Yeah, it was another one of those, like, origin stories where you kind of like the bad person, similar to Maleficent. You know?
Uh-huh.
And Cruella, I think, falls right in line with that. So
it humanizes the villain.
For sure.
Yeah.
Top 2 movies over the weekend at the box office there. And then I saw in your story that you dove into it.
I did.
The Friends reunion story. Did it hold up to what everybody was talking about?
It did. It did. I thought so. Now, my friend Whitney, who I watched it in her movie theater in her house, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, she had a really good suggestion, and they could have done this, like have just like a Thanksgiving episode or something,
mm-hmm.
where they kind of catch everybody up, because they kind of touched on it when they were like asking them, hey, what do you think your character's doing now?
Right.
They could have like done like something like that, which would have been fun to see them in character one more time again. But there was a lot of really fun backstory
mm-hmm.
that you didn't know, like, you know, how they cast each of the characters.
Yeah.
There are things that, you know, that went into some of the most iconic episodes and moments in those episodes. And I loved hearing the fact, and this may be a spoiler if you haven't seen it yet, turn it down. But the fact, you know, Ross and Rachel.
Yeah.
Ross and Rachel. Like, we wanted that to be real, didn't we?
Yeah, I think everybody who was a part of Friends and knew the relationship between those two characters kind of had that, like, sort of, yeah, you wanted it to work out.
Well, they were crushing on each other in, like, the first season. So, like, those feelings are, like, real. And when they kissed for the first time, that was real. But they were all in different relationships, so they never really, you know, connected in real life. And it's a good, they said, you know, it's a good thing they didn't, because they were able to channel that energy into the characters.
Yeah. Yeah. So when they kissed for the first time, it was on screen.
It was on screen, and right. That was like real feeling behind it.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. So right. I love hearing stories like that.
All right.
An unexpected little guest star is popping up in the fashion show, which is really unexpected, like random, like what the heck? Yeah.
If you're on Twitter, the one thing that I saw was the Irish Twitter and diving in on Matt LeBlanc's look being the quintessential Irish uncle for everybody.
Yeah, it's the way he was sitting with his arms crossed. Which I thought it was really hilarious. Like Courtney Cox mm-hmm. said this, and I thought it was really true. She said, you know, this is really the last time people are going to ask us about this show.
Oh, wow.
And it just felt really final. I was like, yeah, she was really, really sad and emotional about it. It was like really, truly, finally closing the book on the chapter. And it was one of the things that was also kind of weird and savage. It's like after they taped the final episode, right?
Mm-hmm.
They had to start deconstructing that set immediately because they were shooting another pilot the next day.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
I mean,
so they couldn't even marinate.
Memories,
yeah, they couldn't even marinate
anything. They kind of like order pizza and beer, and they all kind of hung out and signed panels and all the things, but they were like literally taking down everything around
Them
immediately after they wrapped shooting. It was just kind of like, wow. And yeah, she's right. I don't, you know, there's really nowhere else to go
mm-hmm.
with this show. And there's really no other reason because they covered it all in the reunion. So this is going to be it.
Well, they waited 20 years.
The last time.
Yep. To kind of have this reunion special. And so, yeah, HBO Max there, the Friends reunion, 99.7 DJX. All right, Kelly, this feel good you said is a little diabolical, a little sinister.
It's a little savage. So is this little post from the Thirsty Whale Bakery in Minneapolis that went viral for this unique Lion King cake they made for a 3-year-old named Leona.
Okay.
Which is kind of cute right there. I mean, that's kind of feels like a lion, right? She wanted this cake to feature the death of Simba's father, Mufasa, because she said everyone will be too sad to eat the cake. And it will be all for me.
Oh, my gosh. Here's her mom.
And I felt really embarrassed asking because I thought they would think that I was a horrible parent, you know. I was like, so here's the thing. This is what my child said. I thought it was funny. We're just going to go with it.
Leona wanted the moment that's been ripping hearts out since the mid-90s. Mufasa's death. That way, Leona said, everyone would be so sad they wouldn't want to eat the cake and she'd have it all to herself.
How'd it taste?
So yummy.
Okay, wow.
Oh, my God. It's genius, really,
when
you think about it. Like, hey, they're all going to be crying. I'm going to be sitting here eating more cake.
You know what? That's using your brain.
And it, I mean, at three.
Yep.
She came up with that plot at three.
Yeah, everybody's going to be so sad. They're going to just...
True statement.
Not going to be able to eat.
That is why I don't like to watch that movie. That scene, yeah, like, wrecks it for me. Like, I don't, it's too savage for me to enjoy. And yet, Leona's just like, hey, that's my ticket to more cake.
That's my ticket to more cake. Oh, man.
It's just kind of great. That's so I'm putting cute. It in the feel-good category because she's a genius, yeah, at three.
Love it.
Figuring out how to get more cake. There you go. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right. Feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
What happens when your daughter is celebrating a birthday? Well, maybe as a birthday present, you get her a special phone call from a special person.
It's priceless. You really can't put a price tag on that.
No, you really can't. And when that special person is Robert Hassenpepper complaining to you at your work, I mean, that really just puts a bow tie on it, right?
It really does. It puts a ribbon on the perfect gift.
Your present.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Will and Carol sent us a message.
Aw.
They said, our daughter, Beth, is celebrating a birthday this week. We'd love it if you could call her with one of your phone taps. She works at a pet store, gets wild calls from customers all the time.
All right.
They gave us some info that might help. She's a great girl. Would just think this is hysterical.
Oh, love that.
Well and Carol.
See how you can handle a disgruntled Robert Hassenpepper that has a rabbit problem.
Uh-oh.
All right, welcome to your phone tap, Beth.
Hello, Pets and Supplies. This is Beth.
Well, hi, Beth. It's Robert Hassenpepper. I'm calling about your rabbits.
Yes, we sell rabbits.
No, I don't want to buy rabbits. I have rabbits in my backyard.
I don't understand.
Well, you see, Beth, I live about a half mile from you, and I'm calling because some of your rabbits are in my backyard.
I don't think so.
I mean, I'm looking out my damn window right now, and I can see three rabbits out there. I mean, I think if you check your rabbit cages, you'll find three of them are missing.
Oh, I don't think so. Our rabbits are pretty secure. They wouldn't just hop out the door.
Well, then how do you suppose they got over here?
Sir, I don't think those bunnies are from our location.
Well, of course they're from your store. Where the hell else do you think they come from?
I'm not sure.
Well, so are you going to come get them, or are you expecting me to bring them to you?
Sir, if you'll hold on just a minute, I'm going to walk over to our rabbit area right now. And I'm looking, and I don't see that we're missing any of the rabbits that we have.
Well, now you do know that rabbits multiply quickly, don't you?
Yes, I guess so.
So how do you know that their mama and daddy rabbit didn't make some baby rabbits who are now in my backyard? When was the last time you counted your rabbits?
I'm not sure.
Well, see, there you go.
Sir, I'd like to help you, but rabbits come from lots of different places, so I don't think the rabbits that you're seeing came from here.
How about the deer? Now, I saw a deer in my yard. Was that yours, too?
We're a pet shop. We don't have any deer here.
What the hell kind of pet shop doesn't have deer?
I'm sorry, sir. I need to hang up now.
Well, now, wait just a minute there, sweetheart. Don't hang up. What'd you say your name was again? Beth?
That's right. Beth.
Well, what if I just wanted to rent a deer? You think you could manage that for me?
No. Why would somebody want to rent a deer?
I don't know. A birthday party, maybe. I mean, it's your birthday, right? Beth, wouldn't you love to have a deer at your birthday?
Wait, how do you know it's my birthday?
Well, you see, your parents told us
when they asked us to call you with this phone tap. Beth, it's Ben Davis. You're on 99.7 DJX.
What the heck? You're kidding. Oh, my God.
Hey, Beth, happy birthday.
Oh, wow.
You guys got me. I'm so freaked out.
Yeah, and the real thing is, what are you going to do with these rabbits that I got in my yard?
Okay. Yeah, I'll be right over with some carrots.
Yeah, maybe. And if you just kind of keep an eye on mommy and daddy rabbits,
yeah.
Okay, make sure they're not up to shenanigans, that'd be helpful
that'd
as
be
well.
Great. All right, Beth, happy birthday. That's your phone tap. 7DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Not sure if you caught any of the Indy 500 over the weekend. Elio Castroneves won his fourth Indy 500 on Sunday. He was the fourth oldest winner in history at what? 44, I think, is how old he is. So, pretty stellar. They've compared him to, you know, the Tom Brady. And Phil Mickelson, who just picked up the win for the PGA tournament there.
Did they or did he compare himself?
So I saw the interview on the Today Show on Monday morning, and they compared him originally, and then he just kind of repeated it. Yeah, I guess, yeah. I could be kind of like that. So
okay,
yeah,
which is true. I mean. Good stuff.
Yeah.
And do you remember the one time he was on Dancing with the Stars? He was very good on that, too.
I don't remember that.
I think he won. I'm pretty confident he won.
He won Dancing with the Stars?
I'm pretty sure he did. Yeah, he was really good.
Okay. So that's information that you somehow managed to remember, but...
I know. Okay. I don't know. Because it was a while ago. I think Julianne was his partner. Wait a minute. Let me... Did Elio...
While you're looking that up, we're already into June. NBA, NHL playoffs are continuing this month with the finals starting in July. You've got the 121st U.S. Open starting June 17th. Tour de France kicking off at the end of the month. First Wimbledon in 2 years starting in June 28th. He did win Dancing with the Stars?
Yes, he did. Golly, he won. I knew that. I was right.
All right. Speaking of TV... Awesome. Tonight, America's Got Talent returns. I don't know if that's your thing.
Oh, yeah. We like watching that.
Yeah. The Bachelorette comes back June 7th.
Don't care.
The new Loki series hits Disney Plus on June 9th. That's a Marvel guy, right?
Yeah. So, what do you mean that's a Marvel guy? That is Thor's brother.
Okay.
He's been in the Avengers movies. God, seriously?
Okay.
Tell me your knowledge is not that bad.
Listen, I haven't immersed myself into the Marvel universe as much as maybe you have.
I need you to, sir. I feel like, you know, you have to revoke your dude card if you don't.
Loki is kind of the squirrely looking dude who's a lot thinner than Thor, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Cool.
He had kind of like the scepter thing, and yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
But he's really kind of funny. Like, we do kind of like him.
All right. Then Celebrity Dating Game coming in June. Holy Moly returns for season 3 on June 17th. And then
that's a funny show. I've never watched an entire episode, but I've watched portions of it. It's really funny.
And then movie wise, you got The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard.
Yes. Yeah. My boyfriend.
Yeah. I was going to say Ryan Reynolds. That's the remake or not remake, the second of that movie. Luca, it's a new Pixar movie. It's coming in June. Kevin Hart's movie Fatherhood is coming June 18th. And Fast and Furious F9, The Fast Saga, the end of the month. So
that looks pretty good.
Yeah, a lot of stuff coming here. Now that we are, we've blinked and it's already June 1st on in 2020. My gosh, it's crazy. So anyways, yeah, all that on the way here this month. This group therapy coming up isn't exactly the opposite of what I did to my wife on 99.7 DJX.
Kind of, sort of.
But it's
almost.
It's close. I've talked about several times on the show, the way I've proposed to my wife is I told her that I was going to break up with her, and it happened to be on April 1st. I thought it was funny if I would pretend as an April Fool's joke to break up with her. And then
gave her a breakup collage where you had in there, will you marry me?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and she thought, because actually this came up over the weekend and, you know, we're talking with like my aunt. We go over to her house and she's like, what did he give you? Like your stuff? And she's like, yeah, I thought he was like literally handing me my stuff. in his trunk, and it happened to be a collage of just a bunch of pictures of us, and it's on one of the Polaroid pictures. You know, there's a little white part underneath the picture.
Yeah, you can write on it.
I wrote, "Will you marry me?" And she wasn't looking at anything because she was still dumbfounded that I was literally breaking up with her.
She was blinded with rage.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, it's just not going to work out. I know we've had some good times, but
here's a nice breakup collage.
Yeah, here's, I want to give,
commemorate our relationship.
Yeah, I want to give this to you. Now, had I really ended it then? And I mean, what a story that she would have had to tell the rest of her life. But
I mean, but like, you ran the risk of her saying, you know what? I think you're right.
And you know what, Kelly? I had that thought a second before I launched into the quote bit, you know, because I'm thinking, I'll do it for the bit. This is going to be funny. And then second before I launch into it, because I had already started the, hey, you know, and so she's like, what? And then I think, what if she says, okay? And I'm like, it's too late. You got to go. And
I cannot believe you went through with it, sir.
Yeah.
Like, really, I highly, like, knowing you the way I do now, like, in that moment, I feel like you would have bailed.
Well, more mature me would have. And I would not have done that. And I don't recommend
You plowing through, though. It worked out.
Yeah. And I don't recommend anybody doing that, because I've told her forever. I'm like, I have given you the worst engagement story ever. Like,
but you've given us several breaks on the radio, though. So it's kind of a gift.
So what I did is not exactly what happened to her.
No, she thought he was going to propose. He didn't.
That's right. She thought he was getting ready to propose when he did something else. He didn't break up with her. See, that would have been the opposite.
Through the aftermath a little bit.
Exactly. So we'll dive into that with group therapy on 99.7 DJX. If you ever want the opinion of, you know, some people that aren't emotionally invested in your situation, you can always reach out to us and we'll toss it out to the listening audience here and, you know, we'll see what we can do for you. So we got this from a listener. She says, I never thought I would find myself messaging your show, but here I am. Okay.
Here we are.
What would you do? I've been seeing my boyfriend for 4 years. He's my constant in this crazy world. I really see myself with him in the future. Even talked about marriage. We've even casually looked at engagement rings. So yeah, things are pretty serious. Last Friday, I get home from work. He's got dinner made, a glass of wine at the table. I ask him the occasion, and he tells me he has something important to talk to me about.
Oh, wow.
We sit down and eat. I'm having some wine. I'm freaking out on the inside because I think he's setting everything up to propose to me. He must have gotten that vibe, because then he says that what he has to say may upset me.
Uh-oh.
So now I'm freaking out on the outside, and in a bad way. I begin thinking the worst. And he starts in on this story about how much he loves me and he knows I'm his, quote, ride or die. Honestly, it's all a blur because I can't focus on anything. He then proceeds to tell me that 3 years ago, he cheated on me.
Oh, gosh.
And had a brief fling with another woman for a few weeks before breaking it off. He said he knows it's me he wants to be with and that he hasn't strayed or even thought about straying ever since. I was stunned. This completely took me by surprise, and I just sat there quietly thinking, you know, here I am thinking he's going to propose, and he hits me with, I love you, but I cheated.
Oh, my God. That is kind of like complete opposite of what she was expecting to hear.
I told him I needed to think, and I got up and left our apartment. I went to my sister's and have stayed there ever since. I haven't responded to any of his texts or calls and basically haven't had any contact with him since that night.
Oh, gosh.
I've got my friends telling me I should leave him and burn him at the stake.
Oh, wow.
But it's hard to let go of a relationship you've been in for so long. Plus, my sister is telling me to allow myself to cool down before making any decisions. So here I am asking you all now, what would you do?
Wow. Okay, so just when you think, you know, our listeners are kind of savagely honest. I would expect a lot of leave him, dump him, red flag, all the things.
Right.
A lot of people not necessarily jumping to that. Jill says on Facebook, you actually need to sit down and talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
Ask him why he told you 3 years later and what else he's hiding. He needs to put everything out on the plate. You cannot trust him and stay with him, or if you cannot trust him and you stay with them, you'll be miserable.
Right.
He also has to prove to you that you will be the only lady in his life. Your well-being comes first. Good luck.
You know, maybe, and I'm thinking about something that he did right, or and she even wrote, sorry, what she wrote, is that maybe he wants to move towards marriage with her, but he's got this nagging thing in the back. You know, in his past, it sounds like, you know, they were a year into their relationship at the time.
And he needs to do this with a clean slate. Like,
right.
He's got to clear everything before they move forward.
Right. All right. Let us know what you think, especially 502-571-9970. You can call or text. Or, of course, at 997-DJX, it's group therapy. Man, group therapy. You know, usually Kelly and I can predict with a little bit of accuracy the way you're going to react to a situation that we may present. This may not be the way I thought. Where she thought he was going to propose, then in turn is like, hey, 3 years ago, I had a fling for a few weeks with another woman. And she's all left stunned thinking, okay, I thought this guy was getting ready to say, hey, will you marry me? Instead, he's like, I love you, but I cheated. And now she doesn't know how to like take it.
But so many people are kind of giving him credit for coming clean. Chrissy on Facebook said to me, it sounds like your boyfriend really does love you. It takes a lot of courage to confront your own mistakes and come clean to the person you hurt. And people can change. In my opinion, you should give him a chance. Allow it time to sink in. Sounds like there's some trust and respect to be built. But good luck to you. Cindy kind of says the same thing. I'm wondering if he wants to marry you, but wants to go in with honesty, like to clean the slate. Is he clearing the air to be able to move forward? Did he want the stain gone before he started the real commitment? Can you forgive him and let the past stay there?
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking.
Once trust is broken, it takes faith and time.
Right, right. It was like, okay, well, maybe he is wanting to move towards marriage, but he had this dark past where he's like, I got to come clean and go into this with a clean conscience. Kim says, usually I throw the cheater off a high bridge, but he came clean and it was 3 years ago. That's three years of a great relationship she needs to take into consideration. I say talk to him and maybe give him a chance.
Tori said, this breaks my heart. On one hand, I want to say there are men out there who will see your worth from day one and will love you without reservation from the start. But on the other, he wanted to clear his conscience and try to get past this with you.
Yeah, and there are several people. Now, don't get me wrong. There are several people that are like, run, break up with him. And it's like, he's
way more that are like, hey, maybe he deserves a second chance because this might be a really good sign that he's choosing to come forward.
Maybe.
And be honest.
Rachel, what's your thought?
All right. So for me, I like what you said, you know, like maybe he's trying to like get everything off of his conscience, which is fine. But, you know, how long did this last? Was it like a one-time thing? Did it happen after they had a fight? Because if it's after they had a fight, then, you know, well, how many more times is he going to be able to do that in the future? Because when you have a relationship, you know, trust is the number one thing. You never want to have that. And people do mess up. But, you know, if it was because of, you know, you all had a fight or something, like, that's just, it's just not okay. Especially, like, 1 year. It's not like, oh, we were dating a day, and then I met this girl type of thing.
Yeah.
So I think those are, like, the questions they need to ask. But then at the same time, can she go through with potentially a marriage, having that in the back of her head going like, okay, well, if he hid that so well from me, is he going to do this in the future?
Good point, Rachel. Thank you for the call. I guess you can always think of that. Todd rolls in with some very sage advice, you know, from a guy's perspective, okay?
Okay.
On Facebook, he says, break up, go to Popeyes, then Instagram yourself eating a chicken sandwich. Nothing says I'm done like a good old Popeyes selfie.
What?
Then check your DMs after posting said selfie and take your pick of the available suitors.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Out of spite, of course.
That is a complete different direction from everyone that's saying, hey, let's give him a second chance.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you know, I do give him credit for trying to be honest after all these years, you know, and just saying, hey, this has been weighing on me and, you know, if we're to move forward, we have to get past the past. And I think it's more of him needing to get past the past because she didn't ask for it.
But now that she knows, though, she's got to see if she's got to figure out for herself if she can fully put it out of her mind and fully trust him again. Right. That's really the question, what it comes down to. And I think that the fact is that he's told her that I've never thought about that since.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've been all in. since that time, but I just wanted you to know.
Right.
To clear the air.
All right. So I think, are we saying, you know, let's...
I say team second chance.
Give them a second chance.
That's what I think.
It was 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, according to you, you had a good relationship to the point where you thought he was literally going to propose to you.
And he didn't have to tell her, but he chose to because I think he wanted to make sure they're entering into their future together with all the cards on the table.
Yeah, I had just had a bad thought. Like, what if he realizes that this fling 3 years ago is getting closer and closer and closer to him in the sense that she could reach out to him or she could reach out to his girlfriend or they could run into one another.
Oh, he needed to come clean because he thought someone was going to tell her.
They were going to have like some sort of meeting together, like at the grocery store or like bump into one another.
Well,
or something.
That's a big assumption.
I went there. That's where my mind went. So, all right. So I guess that's what we're saying, right?
Yeah, I feel like it's worth it to give him a second chance because I think with a lot of other listeners, I give him credit for coming clean and telling her the truth when he really didn't have to.
All right, there you go.
She had no clue.
There you go. If you want to chime in, you can at 997DJX on Facebook. I finally feel like a good dog owner, 997DJX. You know, last week I told you, I was like, man, you know, we had to take our dog into the vet. And the vet actually even said, is this a new animal for you? And we were like, no.
Wow.
We just
haven't been here in a while.
We just hadn't been here in a while. And then they were like, oh, yeah, here she is. We're just going to move her from inactive to active.
Oh, wow.
and so we felt bad. We're like, yeah, okay. We also have three other cats, too, which you probably don't know about. So, yeah.
Oh, dang.
So got her back from the vet, man. And so she had to have a couple teeth pulled because she had an abscess in her teeth and some issues. And we were just thinking, all right, let's get her teeth brushed for a minute. And while, you know, she's sedated because they have to, or, you know, they sedate the dogs when they brush their teeth. And obviously then to extract the teeth, they had to have her under. We were like, hey, why don't you get her nails too? Because we have a real issue with getting her nails.
She doesn't like that either.
No, yeah. Just lop them off. Lop them off, man. Because, you know, click, 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 click. You know, you hear that through the house. And, you know, we come at her with nail clippers ourselves. And she just freaks out. And she's just,
yeah, she's like, nope.
Yeah, and she's just big dog. She's probably 65 pounds. And, you know.
They're strong when they are opposing something happening.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. So, man, we got her back on Friday afternoon, and she was so pathetic because, one, she's such a nervous dog, you know? And and two, we get her, and she's still kind of drugged up, and she's just kind of walking out, and we're like, hey, Fiona, come here. Come on. And she's, oh. And she didn't even, like, recognize us, and we're, like, helping her into the car, and she just doesn't know what to. She's shaking the entire time. She's like, I hate this place. Just take me away.
Her teeth. They like lopped off her nails. Like bad things happened to her when she went there.
And she's on painkillers. And so.
Ah, dang.
But I will tell you, she is quickly forgotten and recovered from the whole experience with the vet.
Because, that is good news. She's forgiven you.
Because the vet was like, hey, okay. So since we took a couple teeth out. Don't go with the dry food for a few days. All right. Give her the wet food. And man,
she likes that. That's delicious.
She's like, I am queen. I'm never going back to that dry crap again.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Give me the good stuff.
Congratulations. Because I've been living that life for a while. Poppy was very particular when we first got her. And so I had to get the dry food and then top it with a little bit of wet food, and she just loses her mind over dinner time. And
we're talking
like little chicken pot pies, yeah. They have little surf and turf. I mean, it looks like gourmet meals going on top of her kibble, and they both love it.
Yeah, and I'm at the point now where I've got one can left, and we're like, do we continue? Or,
I feel like she is not going to settle now.
I know, that's my problem, is that that my dog's... Fiona has gotten used to the good life of like, you know what? I mean, she eats her food all in one sitting where before she'd walk over, she'd sniff it and then maybe she'd come back, she'd eat a little bit and then she'd graze before when it was just dry food. But now wet food, man, she goes in and finishes it all.
That stuff is delicious. So welcome to it. You have opened up a whole new world of bougie dog food. And yeah, you're going to have to keep up with it. She's going to be like, nope.
Yeah.
Where's the good stuff?
That's what I'm afraid of. but I feel good that I'm now, it was almost a weight off of me that, that I'm like, oh man, you know what? I'm a good dog owner again.
Oh, that's great news.
I'm a good dog. You know, she's got her teeth fixed, you know, her nails are clipped and
Yeah. But you know what? Here's what you do. You just top it. Just do a little bit and you can stretch that.
Maybe
it last a little bit longer. Do a little topper and it's still going to be delicious for her.
All right. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. What do you get your daughter for her birthday? I mean, depending on her age, you know, get her clothes or you get her a nice toy, maybe an Anna or Elsa doll, or maybe if you're Will and Carol, you get her a phone tap.
Do we get her an Anna or Elsa doll if she's old enough to have a job working at a pet store?
Maybe that would be a better present than what she actually got. It's a phone tap. We'll get to it.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh, my God. Who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Will and Carol, our new favorite mom and dad. They wrote, our daughter Beth is celebrating birthday this week. We'd love it if you could call her with one of your phone taps. She works at a pet store, gets wild calls from customers all the time.
All right.
So here's a little backstory that might help too. She's a great girl and would think this is just hysterical.
Oh, we love it. Yeah, you know, Robert Hassenpepper's got a rabbit problem. Well, actually, he's got a deer problem too. And he needs Beth to help him.
Hello, Pets and Supplies. This is Beth.
Well, hi, Beth. It's Robert Hassenpepper. I'm calling about your rabbits.
We sell rabbits.
No. I don't want to buy rabbits. I have rabbits in my backyard.
I don't understand.
Well, you see, Beth, I live about a half mile from you, and I'm calling because some of your rabbits are in my backyard.
I don't think so.
I mean, I'm looking out my damn window right now, and I can see three rabbits out there. I mean, I think if you check your rabbit cages, you'll find three of them are missing.
Oh, I don't think so. Our rabbits are pretty secure. They wouldn't just hop out the door.
Well, then how do you suppose they got over here?
Sir, I don't think those bunnies are from our location.
Well, of course they're from your store. Where the hell else do you think they come from?
I'm not sure.
Well, so are you going to come get them, or are you expecting me to bring them to you?
Sir, if you'll hold on just a minute, I'm going to walk over to our rabbit area right now. And I'm looking, and I don't see that we're missing any of the rabbits that we have.
Well, now you do know that rabbits multiply quickly, don't you?
Yes, I guess so.
So how do you know that their mama and daddy rabbit didn't make some baby rabbits who are now in my backyard? When was the last time you counted your rabbits?
I'm not sure.
Well, see, there you go.
Sir, I'd like to help you, but rabbits come from lots of different places, so I don't think the rabbits that you're seeing came from here.
How about the deer? Now, I saw a deer in my yard. Was that yours, too?
We're a pet shop. We don't have any deer here.
What the hell kind of pet shop doesn't have deer?
All of them.
I'm sorry, sir. I need to hang up now.
Well, now, wait just a minute there, sweetheart. Don't hang up. What'd you say your name was again? Beth?
That's right. Beth.
Well, what if I just wanted to rent a deer? You think you could manage that for me?
No. Would somebody want to rent a deer?
I don't know. A birthday party, maybe. I mean, it's your birthday, right? Beth, wouldn't you love to have a deer at your birthday?
Wait, how do you know it's my birthday?
Well, you see, your parents told us when they asked us to call you with this phone tap. Beth, it's Ben Davis. You're on 99.7 DJX.
What the heck? You're kidding. Oh, my God.
Hey, Beth, happy birthday.
Oh, wow.
You guys got me. I'm so freaked out.
Yeah, and the real thing is, what are you going to do with these rabbits that I got in my yard?
Okay. I'll be right over with some carrots.
Or
Will and Carol for the win.
That's right. These sound like wonderful parents.
Yeah, you know what, Beth? And you should really keep a closer eye on those rabbits. You know, they might be making too many babies that are snaking out. You never know.
You just never know. All right, there you go. That's your phone tap on 99.7 DJX. Coming up here next, it's a setting the bar story. Examples of how not to be a really good neighbor. All right?
Okay, so there are things that you do to be a good neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
There are things you do to be a bad neighbor. This is going to fall in the bad category.
That's right. All right, setting the bar. These are always stories that set the bar for your day very low. All right, so you can at least look at this moment and say, you know what, today might not have been a great day, but at least it didn't do that. So if you manage to make it through the day without hating your neighbor so much, you mow the B word into a yard with an arrow pointing at their house, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
Now,
that's sending a strongly worded message.
This is something that really only could be viewed from above, you know? So there's some empty yards separating this neighborhood, right? And so someone was looking at a satellite image on Google Maps and found this plot of land there in Salt Lake City where someone mowed the B word into this plot of land with an arrow pointing to someone's property.
Holy cow. So do we know, like, how current this is? Because, like, you know, satellite images can hang on for a while.
Yeah, I mean, it was recently posted on Reddit. So don't have a lot of the backstory, like not sure what the person's beef was or if it was a neighbor at all. I mean, I guess it could have been an ex or someone like that that was, you know, using that field to voice their displeasure with the residents of that house. So, and really, this is something that can only be viewed from above.
Dang. So I'm wondering if, I guess, the neighbor about whom this was written is even aware.
Yeah, maybe not. You're right. This person may be rolling through life unknowing that someone has this strong of opinion about them.
Now, if you're the one that, like, etched this message, though, I feel like, don't you need a drone to, like, make sure you're doing it correctly or spelling it right or it's looking okay?
I mean, you can drew those, I think, shapes without a drone, but I would certainly want a drone at the end so I could take a photo
totally
of it.
Appreciate your work.
Yeah, well, take a photo of it and maybe even drop it off at that neighbor's house and say, hey, look. So, yeah.
hey, look. Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah. Hey, look at what I found.
Wow.
So, yeah. I mean, I know you may have disagreements with your neighbors, but I don't know if this is a genius way. Or setting the bar, let's not do this way.
Well, it's definitely going to ensure you're probably not going to be having any neighborly barbecues together anytime soon.
That is true. So, yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without hating your neighbor so much, you mow the B word into a yard with an arrow pointing at their house, you're doing okay.
Maybe not the best way to mend the relationship.
No, maybe not. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I will say that group therapy last hour, we had many more people taking a different side than what I think we're used to. And if you missed it, real quick, Kelly, you want to catch them up on it?
Well, yeah. So we got a message from a listener who thought that her boyfriend was going to propose, but instead dropped a bomb on her. I love you, but I cheated 3 years ago.
Yeah, and the surprise, I think, to at least me and maybe even to you, Kelly, was that a lot of the listeners were like, you know what? I gotta commend him for coming clean. And, you know, obviously some time's passed and he wants to move forward.
Yeah, it's like he wanted to clean the slate and, you know, so that they can, you know, start on new ground moving into their future. Roger said, you also kind of wonder what was going on in the relationship at that time.
Yeah.
Was there anything that maybe had them on a bad string or maybe something that put a lot of stress on their relationship? Some people handle things differently. Obviously, it's not okay to cheat,
mm-hmm.
but maybe he does want to move forward with their future and can't do that without cleaning out the skeletons in the closet.
Yeah.
I say sit down, listen to everything without interruption, and then, you know, she's got to figure out, can I put this out of my mind to fully trust him again?
Now, don't get me wrong. There are plenty who said, listen, he cheated. He lied to you. For 3 years, he lied to you. Get rid of him. You know, there are plenty
of people pointing that out, too. That is tough to swallow when you look at it like that, too.
I know. But I think we both landed on, let's ride this out. And I think even she said her sister was kind of the more level-headed amongst all the people that she had surrounded herself with at first.
Yes. Cool off before you make any sort of decision. Don't, like, make decisions when your emotions are at an all-time high. And her sister, I'm guessing, probably knows him.
Oh, yeah, I'd imagine. Yeah.
So, you know, I think her perspective is pretty valid.
Right. Okay. Yeah. If you want to listen back to the original conversation, you can. WDGX.com. Click listen. Or you can leave your thoughts on it as well at 99.7DJX on Facebook. Okay. Got anything else?
No, I think we've done all we can do today.
All right.
That's all we can do.
Weekend good? Everything great?
Yeah. We had a great time. All good things. We, you know, definitely thought about the meaning of yesterday, which was good. And then we also had the hamburgers and the hot dogs and the pool party fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You got to do it all. So hopefully you guys enjoyed at least your weekend and spent some time, remembering, as Kelly said, the reason why you had that extra day. And have a good one. If you missed anything from the show, catch up on the podcast, WDGX.com. Guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX. Brand new episode.